residents of Pensacola Beach, Florida, got their first opportunity to see their homes. They had been waiting nearly a week since Hurricane Ivan ripped through the Gulf of Mexico and their community. Yesterday, authorities finally opened the 3-mile bridge to the island, drawing long lines of anxious residents to survey the damage. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Piles of sand 5 to 10 feet tall have washed ashore. Palm trees are bent, toppled, and thrown on the streets. Boats sit in the median or in front yards as if they were fixtures on a movie set. Escambia County Sheriff's Deputy Jeff Van Camp has lived in the area for 20 years.
This is total devastation. I just cannot believe this has happened. I mean, I'm in shock.
As he drives down the main boulevard in Pensacola Beach, Van Camp sees the impact of Ivan's tidal surge and strong winds for the first time.
Wow. This home over here on our left is just totally destroyed. Boards sticking through the windows. Roof is off, collapsed. Look at the sand, 4 feet deep.
There is barely one lane for deputies in various vehicles, jeeps, cars, and vans, to transport Pensacola residents from a main pickup point on the public beach to their houses or whatever's left of them.
This one has been shifted off of its foundation. There's a house over here that's totally been torqued and turned around. It's hard to identify where we live.
Darby Godwin and her husband Ira Rowe live in a cul-de-sac, one street off the Gulf. Her house is one of the few here that remain on its foundation. It was built after Florida's tougher new hurricane code was put into effect, after Opal hit this area in 1995, and it shows.
The ceilings are sound, not a broken window. Everything is just as we grabbed our stuff and left. Look at this. Not a drop down the walls, not a crack anywhere. This house is built to bend, and it's all strapped down. How deep are the pilings, Ira?
I think they're 20, 25 feet, and it's on an extra row of pilings.
Godwin says she was speechless when she saw how well her home fared. Of the 8 houses in her cul-de-sac, hers is the only one that is not condemned.
The hurricane code works. It just works.
Just down the street, Sandra Orlando, whose home was built in 1971, didn't fare as well. She lost just about everything.
Looks like the water came up 3 to 4 feet. You can see where it just tore the door off halfway up. And what really gripes me, I just spent last week reupholstering this. You know, it's little things that get to you.
Orlando points to a large ottoman that's been soaking in seawater. She made it through 3 other hurricanes in this house, but this one was too much for the older building. Orlando knows she would have to rebuild from the ground up, and she realizes what that means.
In order to live out here, you have to live with the knowledge that when you evacuate, you may have nothing to come back to. And if you can't accept that, you shouldn't live out here.
The hurricane damage in Pensacola is devastating, but residents say even worse has been the week-long wait to get out to their homes to see what happened to them. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Pensacola, Florida.